Welcome to the PodTech.net Juniper Networks Master of IT podcast with Todd Plesko with TriPractice in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So you've been designated a Master of IT by Juniper Networks, which is a pretty interesting designation because all the other Master of ITs that we've talked to all have overcome a big problem or have solved a solution relative to breaking through on their business and really hitting a best practice. What have you guys done at TriPractice? And talk a little bit about your company and some of the solutions that you've rolled out.
Our vision at TriPractice is to deliver portable or ubiquitous or pervasive healthcare at the point of care. I know those are some interesting words to use. Really what it means is that we foresee the industry going towards a more portable fashion for delivering electronic health records. We want to have our part in that. We've focused on the connectivity or the delivery side of doing exactly that, and we've built some interesting network infrastructure to accommodate that. Specifically, we have a very large wireless wide area network. We have cellular arrays on our towers that broadcast data signals that deliver electronic health records at the point of care, whether you're in a cornfield or at a hospital or at a group practice. We also use some of the Juniper equipment, specifically the SSL VPNs, to act as a portal into our network where we do ASP hosting and things like that. We're a GE electronic medical record reseller, practice management reseller. So we host for a variety of clients, including some national clients.
Let's talk about TriPractice. I mean, you guys are a company dedicated to the healthcare industry, but you have a little bit different approach. You're providing kind of a different infrastructure solution than other people approach. Talk about what you guys are doing and the environment that you're in.
In the 80s, there were CHINs, Community Healthcare Information Networks. Nowadays, they're called RIOs, Regional Healthcare Information Organizations. And this is a part or a node on this grand plan of having a National Healthcare Information Network, whereby electronic health record information is traversed over some public infrastructure, namely the Internet. And physicians or clinicians can share data across the country. We act somewhat as a node on that. The model has yet to be developed. We are working in trying to be creative in the way that we go about our approach on the networking side. As I said, we have a large data center, and we support interconnectivity for two local competing hospital groups in town, as well as all of our clients, which are not only local to Northeast Indiana. As a GE reseller, we have several states that are exclusive in our territory, so that's our real market. Some of the other unique things that we do to service our clients, as you said, on the consulting side, we have a large help desk, we have a large systems administration department, and network engineering department, and consulting department. So we have expanded what used to be just a medical software company into really three lines of business: connectivity, consulting, and medical applications. We use a lot of different technologies to support our clients remotely as we have such a large market. Some of them, we use the Juniper Secure Meeting to do all our client-side support, which is a replacement for VNC, much, much more secure, which we enjoy. And we use the SSL VPN portal, which really helps us out because anyone who ASPs through us or wants to connect to anyone else that we're connected to comes through our access.tripractics.com portal, which is really the front end for the SSL VPNs.
Yeah, the Juniper solution has been heralded by all the other Master of ITs as a great solution so that they can work on bigger problems. Talk about the IT environment now and some of the challenges as it's evolving.
It's a fantastic time to be in healthcare IT. It's the most exciting time of my career. Because I feel that the application side of things have finally caught up to where they make doctors more efficient or clinicians more efficient than less efficient. You go back to the days of going into your primary care physician and having a big bank of manila folders, and that was their healthcare data repository or their paper-based healthcare records. The applications, specifically electronic medical records, are now good enough to where they actually add value to physicians. So physicians, group practices, while they have always employed IT, now they're on the cusp of really grasping it, really grasping the big picture, because all these factors are converging at once. Industry is forcing forcing the issue with continuity of care and pay-for-performance. And Health and Human Services are doing their thing, and the government's doing their thing. President Bush has the National Healthcare Information Network initiative going on, and the connectivity has become less expensive and more available, and the applications are finally there, like the GE electronic medical record that we resell, the number one package, and it actually adds value to physicians. So right now is really just an amazing time to be where we sit, and again, that's turnkey healthcare IT. We can do everything for a large group practice. We can connect the enterprise. We can host their services, host their applications, and give them a very accessible portal to come in through, and then we can sell them these two number one packages on the software side that really add value. So from an industry perspective, I just can't imagine there ever being a better time than right now, right on this cusp of the big IT boom in healthcare. And the hospitals are a little ahead of the sector that we live in, which is the group practice sector, but group practices are now realizing this software adds value, it's become more affordable, it's more pervasive, and they're starting to do it, and that's that equates into our massive growth. So we're pretty happy where we are. We like our industry.
It's exciting. I mean, it's exciting if you think about it. In a way, the remote office or the group practice is now actually vertically integrated into the organization because the connectivity doesn't look at them as a remote, oh, outside the firewall, a lot of hassles. Here, with some of the inbound, outbound security solutions, they're just almost seamlessly integrated into the network. It's explosive in the sense that more and more people are coming online remotely.
Yep, it's not just the connectivity and networking end that has caught up. It's also the application end. You go back to my example of all the manila folders. Electronic medical records now centralize that repository in a discrete fashion. So you need the connectivity to get back to it, and that allows physicians to become more efficient, more profitable, because they can have different offices in outlying areas. They can cover a more broad market. And as you said, the connectivity is more available, and it just leads to more physician efficiency. Our model, using, again, the Juniper SSL VPNs, specifically the 4000s and the 6000s, it allows you to be completely portable and not subject to just your own PC or tablet or laptop. What I mean specifically is a physician can go into an affiliate hospital or a complementary physician practice that they're not a part of and that they're not on the network. All they really need is a browser. And they can log on to our portal, access.tripractics.com, using Windows-based authentication, Active Directory authentication, and get right into all of their applications. Electronic medical records, practice management, the hospital interfaces, digital radiology, my documents, our CRM for logging tickets, their CRM, whatever they use. It's absolutely fantastic. And that's really the pervasive or portable or ubiquitous part of it. We're taking it one step further with our wireless initiatives. We own several towers around town, and we are pursuing what's called a UHC, or Ubiquitous Healthcare Computing, RIO, Regional Healthcare Information Organization initiative, whereby we will invite the Verizons of the world to be on our towers without cost, put in I'll use Verizon as an example, although we're pursuing four different telco carriers, wireless carriers, put in their cards into our clients' tablet PCs, their wireless broadband cards.
Like the EVDO stuff?
Exactly, mm-hmm. And which is getting better and better and better every quarter. Verizon's really doing some incredible stuff. Even in Fort Wayne, we can get 700K down, which is incredible.
So that's high-speed broadband, 3 years ago.
Exactly. And I can't imagine what it'll be like 3 years from now. And again, that's the pervasive or ubiquitous part that we're trying to fulfill. So we will put these cards in our clients' tablets at the base of the towers. That data that comes through those cards will be peered into our data center, again, never traversing the public internet or Verizon's public telecommunications infrastructure, helps security, helps HIPAA compliance, and all these, and it helps performance, of course. So basically, what's now 700K, we hope to get up to a meg and a half or 2 megs directly through the SSL VPN and discreetly into your electronic health record. And then you can literally treat an Amish patient in the middle of a cornfield or a downed athlete in the middle of a football field.
It's amazing how you can just blanket the broadband like that and just provide that ubiquitous coverage. It's really amazing.
It is.
I mean, having a network like that, what you're basically allowing is huge amounts of diverse devices to access the network. So your access control, if you will, is huge. You get a lot of issues.
We manage it with a variety of different mechanisms. Some of them are still in R&D, and we're trying to figure out if we're going to go the RSA route. Some of it is a marketing concept. We need to understand if physicians are really willing to pay for the secure tokens or the RSA stuff. And integrate it into Active Directory. Now we offer that. That's our gold package. You know, the ID changes every 60 seconds, and that's as secure as you can get. Our baseline package really is logging in through the portal, the Juniper SSL VPN portal that we created, and we integrate that with our Windows servers directly to their domain. So they have, it's our version of single sign-on. They always have their Windows username and password and our portal, and that's how they log on. And we can centrally administer that and change the passwords as they need. If they want more security, we sell them the RSA stuff.
For the other folks out there, talk about some of the integration issues behind the Juniper SSL VPN. Obviously, it's access control and managing the firewall and user authentication and application-level attack. Was there a lot of integration in dealing that in there, or what?
There was. It was surprisingly easy, from what I understand. I'm not a network engineer by trade, although I've worked with them for many, many, many years. I have a few high-level Cisco guys in shop, and I'll never forget the day that they came in, specifically two of my highest-level guys, and said, let's not consider Cisco for this solution. Let's look at Juniper. And, to hear a CCIE and an NP tell you that is quite a shock. And I'm still not over it yet. But it turns out that they're pretty good guys, and they're very intelligent, and they were right. These are areas of the enterprise that Juniper is simply better at. And we put in several firewalls, actually many firewalls, and then the SSL VPN and the secure meeting. And those areas in a Cisco shop or a Cisco reseller are really quite incredible what they provided. The integration with Active Directory was very, very easy. The portal works very, very well. The firewalls are very, very easy to administer. As we roll clients out locally here in town that connect to the hospitals or that are in medical office buildings on the hospital campuses, it's very easy to deploy firewalls. It's very easy to centrally administer them. And that was one of the deciding factors. The SSL VPN, we thought, was incredibly exciting, and we would use it as our portal as opposed to a SharePoint combined with other things. So we were always excited about that, but the firewalls really took me for a loop. As I said, when two of my dedicated Cisco loyalists came in and said, we really got to think about Juniper Firewall. And they were exactly right. They picked it because it was the best solution for what we needed, and it was the best solution for our clients. And sure enough, they were right.
Obviously, you guys have on the cutting edge of, in essence, almost like building a public network. I mean, it's like, some metropolitan networks are built this way. You're doing it in a private way, but there's a line between blurring between public and private these days.
There are other medical networks in our market. We have looked at them. We understand what they did good and where they were innovative and where they fall short. We took that into consideration as we were developing our model, and we actually came up with a quasi-public model. Our clients receive public addresses, and they connect with the firewalls, and everything is encrypted. This allows them, the advantage to them, and what we found in healthcare with doctors, with the CEOs of large group practices, the fear of being locked into one provider and having this huge amount of pain to leave that provider is readily evident. So we developed a public scheme, whereas the firewalls that we put in, that we sell or lease them, preferably sell them, and everything we do on the IP side is public at the gateway. This allows them, if they decide that they don't like us for whatever reason, or they don't like our ISP services, or they're going to connect directly to the hospitals and form an IDN, which is very common in our industry, the pain is minimal. Really, they take their gateway port or their port out to the internet, and they or to their ISP, and they change it. and they don't have to go through this huge amount of pain of reconfiguring their whole network to connect to their new IDN or their new ISP or anything like that. We did that in mind. There were also some major security aspects as these guys were developing the infrastructure and the scheme. And again, in hindsight, after we've done it, it just made all the sense in the world. The hospitals love us for doing it because we come in through their internet-facing firewall, and it's easy for them to configure. They know exactly where the traffic's coming from. We're not coming behind their firewall. We're coming the same way everyone else does. It helps with some of the compliance issues we face, like Stark and other things that are evident in our industry, HIPAA. So it's really a very innovative way to do it, to get public addresses, you know, if you have enough of them to do, which obviously we do, acting as a large ISP with two major Tier 1 upstreams.
For the folks out there who haven't done this yet or may look at this, what advice would you give them?
My advice would be to think it through, to have a lot of whiteboard sessions and design it as opposed to evolving it. So many networks, the chins of the 80s and the medical networks that are in existence now, are largely facilitated either by an IDN or by a group of people that didn't put the right talent in place from the network engineering perspective. I'll be the first to admit that while I know a lot, I'm not a network engineer by trade, and I rely on these, you know, these high-level people that I have on my staff to do it, and then it's ultimately my decision to make. What we did was we really, really, as historians or analysts, examined what else was out there, and we would draw up what's good and what's bad and lessons learned. And, you know, my advice, the best advice I can give is to design as opposed to evolve. Think about all of the contingencies, a private versus a public scheme, what's going to happen. Healthcare is a very, very dynamic environment where group practices get bought out, or they join IDNs, or they go out on their own, or they break up, which often happens, and you have a collective group of surgeons that decide they're going to split up into three different practices, or the opposite, where three different practices decide that they want mass purchasing power and they form one large group practice. It's a very dynamic environment from the IP side, and with many contingencies. So designing it as opposed to evolving it is always the right idea.
That's a great answer, and you guys are on the cutting edge and really delivering a relevant architecture there. Final question for the Master of IT interview here, Todd, is going forward, how do you see your business, healthcare, changing? The world's changing. Internet connectivity is now ubiquitous. People are learning that application development is happening at a much rapid rate. The internet's 10 years, the web's 10 years older. Where is it going to go?
Two items that directly relate to what we do. One is convergence, and I'm not just talking about IP convergence, but that is readily evident. Everything going to an IP-based architecture, video, voice, and data. The other piece of convergence, I would say, is on the application side. Right now, there are 280-some vendors selling what they call an electronic health record, much akin to the automotive industry in the early 20th century when many people were building cars. That is rapidly consolidating into an oligopoly, and that's the way we foresee it. We're proud to partner with GE because we feel they'll be one of the last men standing, and we're quite sure of it. The other area that we are betting everything on, really, all of our strategic projects are based on ubiquitous, portable, pervasive healthcare. Healthcare that is not confined to a wireless local area network or a PC. Healthcare that is truly ubiquitous, portable, that can be delivered at the point of care in real time. I am convinced in my own mind, and I've done a good job of setting the strategy at Tripractics, to develop all of our R&D efforts towards that notion that over the course of the next 10 years, healthcare will be perfectly portable, and you will have access with your tablet or your PDA or whatever portable device you have directly to, you know, to Jeff's electronic health record, whether it's in Indiana or California or Alaska or France. We should have real-time, quick, secure access to electronic health records, which improves patient care in the long run. And it also makes the whole industry more efficient. So that's the layer that we like. That's the, what we think is going to happen. We're all quite convinced of it. And we are trying, at least on the infrastructure side, to play our part to really contribute to making some of that happen.
That's a great vision, ubiquitous health care, changes lives, saves lives. That's great stuff. We're here with Todd Plesko, the CEO of TriPractice, Master of IT. For folks out there, more information is at www.masterofit.net. Todd, thanks so much for the podcast.
Thank you very much.